Hi, I'm Alex.
And I'm Nikki.
Welcome to Swipe Fat.
Where dating's hard.
But dating when you're fat is even harder.
It's been so long.
It's been a minute.
We keep getting DMs asking where we've been.
On vacation.
Yeah. I was like, it's coming. There's an episode coming, I promise.
It's summer.
There's so much going
summer
on.
Summer break.
We had a fat babe vacation to Ireland.
Summer loving.
Which was so much fun.
There was no summer loving there, though.
Yeah, no summer loving. I did try to find a 90-day fiance, but I was unsuccessful. It's fine.
Yeah.
I decided I wanted to move there. I did jump on, a few of us jumped on Tinder.
I did at the last leg of my trip and really opened my eyes to how many men there are not there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, like, ran out of people real quick.
Oh. It ran out of people for other... Was it your age parameters, maybe?
I don't know if I have them on Tinder. But I think it was more that I was in, like, the countryside.
Yeah. Yeah. I had one man tell me he wanted to devour me. But
always nice.
He wouldn't come to meet us at the pubs. He just wanted me to come to his house. That was 17 miles away. And I was like, no, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Leaving a house is hard.
Yeah.
I don't blame him. Mm. Once you're ensconced, you know.
He could have devoured me, though, you know.
Well, he didn't want it that bad, apparently.
He did not.
He wanted his couch plus to devour you.
Yeah. Yes.
The couch won.
It's fine. I just drank a lot of whiskey gingers that night. Probably too many. But we had fun. That was the night we all went to the pub and we just like sing our little hearts out.
Yeah.
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 It was a good group.
It was a great group of gals, little girlies.
Yeah.
It was a nice size group. And I think everyone like wanted to do like all the same things, which was nice.
Yeah.
So everyone wanted to be together always, which doesn't have to happen, you know, on these. So like sometimes people want to do their own thing or... people like have an idea of like what they want the trip to be, so you know they'll take like little side breaks, which is totally chill. But I felt like everyone was like, "Don't leave."
Yeah, don't.
Everyone together.
Yeah,
let's hold hands.
Let's cuddle.
Yeah, which is cute.
Yeah, no, it was good. Yeah, we're always hanging out together on free time, which was nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We did pubs. We did all the things. I love how I just keep saying pubs as the highlight.
Like, what else did we do, Nikki?
What else did
pubs?
We do?
Because she didn't. She apparently only went to the pubs.
Apparently, I only went to the pubs. So when we flew into Dublin, that's where we flew in.
I want to talk about Nikki on the first day. Nikki knew what the weather was going to be like. Okay, Nikki knew. We talked about it multiple times. Did we not?
Yeah.
Okay, just wanted to reiterate that. And the first day, full day.
Oh, first full day. Okay.
Nikki picked aesthetic over knowing that it was going to rain and decided to go with her trench. She looked adorable.
It was a rain trench.
It was a rain trench with no head. No hat, no hood.
Here's the thing. I didn't know that until I put it on there.
So here we are in the middle of Dublin. The rainiest day of all the days we're there on a 3-hour walking tour. Mm-hmm. And Nikki is from head to toe drenched.
Yeah.
No umbrella in sight. Mm-hmm. Just raw dog in life and the rain.
Yeah.
Everyone else was miserable. Under a hood.
But I was fine.
She needed a windshield wiper on her eyes.
I need a windshield wiper on. But I got through it. I didn't complain once.
I didn't say you did. I didn't say you did. But everyone was messaging me on mine being like, why didn't she wear a coat? Why didn't she wear a hood? Like, where's her hood? Where's her umbrella? Why not didn't you get her an umbrella? I'm like, you know, I'm not in charge of her.
Do you know that not one person said a word to me? Not one person said a word to me.
Everyone was very concerned that I didn't do my due diligence. But I'm not her mother.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I was going to get an umbrella, but then I was in it. Like, we were already there. So I was like, what am I doing? You know? I felt like here's a quitter at that point.
My favorite thing is that our guy did have one and never once offered it to you.
Also, other girls on our trip had one and had hoods and did not offer me.
Well, I think the thing was it was pouring so much. I mean,
they needed them.
The water went through it.
Yeah, I was a little damp.
Yeah. Not gonna lie. So mine was waterproof and it went through because it was pouring at certain points.
Our guide was just living his best life.
That was the cutest man I saw that entire time.
Oh no, I saw cuter ones in Killarney.
I really, really loved him.
I know you did because
he was a little history nerd and he was so cute and he was like a little pocket puppy. I won't put him in my pocket.
Oh yeah,
it was just a cute little baby.
Okay, that creeped me out right there.
I liked it. Jackie and I were obsessed with him.
You were, yes.
I tried to walk near him, and he just wasn't having it. So
yeah, he wasn't interested.
He wasn't interested in anything.
No, he just wanted to get through. You know,
he did because it was pouring.
Yeah. He was just doing his job. He wasn't supposed to be our normal guide anyways.
No.
He was so nice and delightful, but he was like, let's go.
Let's move it or lose it.
He was like, these bitches want to stop for espresso martinis?
I need to tell you about the Vikings. Get it together.
Get it together. And then he like didn't let us take time for pictures.
Where?
Anywhere.
But it was so... It was pouring.
Okay, well, I got left behind with Jamie multiple times because she wanted photos. I was her personal photographer that day.
Well.
And we were like two blocks behind you at most points. Then we catch up.
We really tried to go to Taylor Swift while we were there. That was like, put a lot of effort into going to see her before we got there. Like, let's put everyone into groups and everyone's going to buy tickets and this is how it's going to work. Here's an email. Here's three emails. Let's figure out how much the price point will be. And then we get there and Ireland has all these rules about reselling tickets, which is great. Mm-hmm. So you had to have a code to get in to buy the resale tickets, which we did not have. And then we found out later that you probably could have like just gone there and bought them from a Ticketmaster stall.
Yep.
So instead that night we just played Taylor Swift on our phones
and ate really shitty pizza
I wouldn't say Ireland's known for their pizza.
I got that. But it was bad.
It was like a microwave pizza and I didn't hate it. I love a microwave pizza.
The cheese texture is, if you've ever had vegan cheese, ever had diet cheese, that was the texture of that cheese.
I liked it.
Okay.
And then we played Heads Up in the lobby while we watched everyone come home from Taylor Swift. Because our hotel was kind of near the stadium.
Yeah.
So we had a lot of people at our hotel who were going. Mm-hmm. And not every time someone walked in, Nikki would go, did you go? Did you see her?
How was it? Because here's the thing is when Alex brought up the idea of us going to Taylor Swift, I was like, oh, that's cool. That would be so fun. But then I really got into the idea of it. And I was the one who was checking for access for tickets every fucking 15 minutes throughout the day. Yeah. So I was fully invested.
Yeah.
And I made my mind up that we were going. I was going to do whatever it took.
I think once they didn't go live at 10 for me, I was like, this isn't going to happen.
Well, you could have told me that.
I don't think there was any changing your mind. I'm pretty sure you had an idea. I mean, if you had been able to get tickets for like you and one other person, you could have gone, you know?
Yeah.
I wasn't going to like tell you no.
Yeah.
So, I've seen her before, so it's not like.
I have too, but it's been like the Red Tour or something like that. I don't know. It's been a long time.
I just thought it was funny every time someone walked in.
Yeah. And I mean, also the first night of our tour there, I thought it was Thursday mm-hmm. when we were there. So I was very confused why everybody was wearing cowboy boots. Mm-hmm. Got a lot of FOMO before our welcome dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just know there were so many Americans. Then I found out that my cousins were like all there.
Oh, they went to this concert?
Well, some of their kids were there. So
what the hell?
Fifth cousins.
Yeah. Yeah.
Claire and Laura went. It looked like a grand old time.
Yeah, good for them. And then, you know, Travis Kelce surprised her on night three.
Mm-hmm. Well, we wouldn't have been there for that.
I know. I'm just saying.
You wouldn't have been able to see her anyway. Him with her.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know. I'm just telling, like, you know, just recapping that happened.
recapping what you didn't see.
Yeah.
Just so everyone knows, Nikki did not see this.
Yeah.
She wants you to know she didn't see it.
I called some horses.
Called some horses. Oh, and okay. I'm sorry. We're pivoting. We're pivoting to the next activity that Nikki liked.
what Nikki liked. yes. I mean, we don't need to talk about us failing splitting the G and then me going to throw up at the Guinness factory. We don't need to talk about that.
We don't?
No.
Did we just talk about it? explain what splitting the G is, though.
It's so on a pint of Guinness, like, you know, the logo says Guinness. And so your first sip, you're supposed to drink enough to where it ends in the middle of the G. So you split mm-hmm. the G. I haven't had beer in 10 years. So I thought this was a swell time to try it. The heaviest beer of all beers. And you know, I chugged it and then I had to excuse myself because it was a little too much for my tummy.
I doubled down and I was like, I'm going to try this again because I need to split this fucking G. And then it was going to be my life's goal.
Your life's mission. And then you decided it was not your life's mission anymore.
Because I got sick.
Yeah.
I got a cold and I was like, I just don't think this is the life for me, splitting the G, if you're I have like a cold.
I just need to stick to wine.
Yeah, when I have felt a cold. Safe. Also, the whiskey. I did have whiskey on that day that we did the whiskey tasting. I was feeling my shittiest for sure. And that did feel like it helped. Yeah. Well, so I probably should have continued that.
Yeah, hot toddy fixes everything.
Definitely wasn't a hot toddy.
I know, but
the whiskey tasting was the worst hour of my life.
Yeah, but whiskey isn't a hot toddy. That's what I'm saying.
I understand. I know what you're saying. I was just trying to say that was fire.
Yeah,
down my throat.
Everybody liked the cheese, not the whiskey. The cheese.
It was like a whiskey cheese tasting. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So with the whiskey, the cheese would taste like different, which was cool. I only liked the one whiskey, and that was like the only one you didn't like.
The mezcal, the smoky one. Yeah.
Yeah, I liked the one that tasted like mezcal.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I liked it. Yummy.
Yummy.
But yeah, the rest of them are a no for me, thanks. Yeah.
So when we're in Mexico City, you can drink my mezcal at the mezcal tasting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I took your whiskey. You can have my mezcal.
Great segue.
That wasn't on purpose, but go ahead. Go for it.
We are hosting another trip. So we were originally going to do Bali. In October, and we weren't seeing as much interest as we had hoped. So we decided to pivot, and we're doing a trip that is a shorter amount of time in a place that's closer to the U.S. So we're going to Mexico City in November over, what is it, Veterans Weekend?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
And obviously, information is at the link in our Swipe Fat bio. You can check out the price point and everything there. But it's only 4 days, like 3 nights. So it's a shorter amount of time. And it's somewhere that's a lot closer. So you don't have to take as much time off. Or you could bundle it with a trip to the beach, you know, whatever you want. But yeah, it's a cheaper price point, too, since it's a shorter trip. And it's kind of like what you guys have been asking for. So we're hoping that it is something that you actually want to do. And we do, the selling point like we have to sell it before the end of August. So if you do want to go, now is the time to be booking that. Mm-hmm. I would not wait until the last minute for that one. We have one person signed up so far, which is exciting. We're hoping that a few more people jump on the bandwagon. It's going to be really fun. We're doing a mezcal tasting, a taco night. We're going to go see Frida Kahlo's house and museum. We'll do a walking tour of the downtown area. I've been to Mexico City. So it would be my second time. And it has some of the best food I've ever had in my life there. Not just Mexican food, but like all the food. Like I had a really great Mediterranean meal when I was there. So there's a lot of bars. It is very affordable when you're there. Ubers are like $2 to go everywhere. So it's easy to like go around and explore tons of neighborhoods. It's very much like Chicago in that it has like a lot of neighborhoods. And with like a lot of funky history, and it's just like fun and beautiful. Feels very European, even though you're in Mexico. So it's kind of like all the best of all of the worlds, because it's closer, but it feels like Europe, and it's a lot cheaper to get to.
So that's come with us.
That's my
elevator pitch.
My elevator pitch. Okay. It's definitely longer than an elevator pitch, but you know.
Yeah, I'm sold. I'll be there.
But yeah, exciting.
Dating updates.
Let's do it. I don't know about you, but when I have my period, I am a super bloated and all I want are some fries.
Yeah, I have so many cravings. I'm down. My body just feels off. I feel so uncomfortable.
Are you sometimes not able to sleep?
Always. Like, it's. I thought I was the only one that dealt with that. What do you, wait, you don't sleep too?
Yeah.
I'm up all the time. I thought it was just my cortisol levels. I've heard about hormone harmony, which can help eliminate some of the things we feel when we're PMSing.
Yeah, I'm actually trying it right now. And I really like it because it contains science-backed herbal extracts called aptogens. Now, here's the beauty about aptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout your life.
So hormone harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it. But if you are struggling with menopause or perimenopause symptoms that put your life on hold, like hot flashes, racing thoughts and low moods, or poor sleep like we suffer from, Hormone Harmony can help with any of those things.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar, gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and it's third-party tested.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code SWIPEFAT at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code SWIPEFAT for 15% off today.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Who wants to go first?
Mine's shorter. Do you want me to go first?
Okay.
Can everyone tell how happy I am about it?
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about it. Let's dive in. Because I don't even know the full details.
Yeah, you do.
Maybe.
It's not a lot of details to tell.
Okay.
That's why
okay.
It's disappointing.
Okay.
Basically, last you heard, I was dating the guy who was like, I was calling him San Diego, who's a tour manager for a band. He went away after we went on a few dates, and there was a lot of promises made that he was not in this for it to be a one-night thing. He wanted a relationship. He wanted a future together. He saw a future together. He was going to try very hard for this to be a thing. And then he did try for, like, I would say, like 3 or 4 days while he was, especially because his communication style before he left, I will say, was like not my favorite, but it wasn't bad. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like all day talking, which is fine, but it was sort of like he was way better in person, obviously.
Yeah.
His texting was a little dry.
Okay.
To start with. But it became almost non-existent the 3 weeks he was gone. And I had to have a discussion with him. And this is what we talked about in the last episode. I had to, like, say, like, stand up for myself, which I won't say I'm, like, super bad at, but definitely, like, scares me. I don't want to have to, like, say something and then they, like, run away from me. That scares me.
Yeah.
So saying to him, like, hey, like, you're not giving me what I need was really hard for me, and it was met well.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm gonna try harder, and he did for 2 days and then he stopped again. And I was still trying really hard. Mm-hmm. And I was like, let's try voice messages. Let's, you know, send me a video, like, you know, instead of, obviously texting is hard for you, so let's try something different.
Yeah.
And I even sent him instructions on how to do a voice memo. Okay.
Oh.
Got nothing back. Like, it was too hard. Mm. He was too busy. Too much going on. I do know that they had a show like every night, but like, it doesn't mean that you're not like, I feel like I was giving a lot of leeway here because I wasn't a tour manager, but I've worked events and where I'd be gone for weeks, like two weeks, like sometimes setting up and then breaking down events and then working them. And I remember I dated this one guy while I was doing this and he like wanted to come meet me. And I was like, bro, that's not how this works. Yeah. I'm working from 7 to 11 every day, like very little breaks. But when you do get them, yeah, are you texting people? Of course. Like, what would it be on Instagram? Duh. So I know that like you get time. Okay. It's not like you are constantly working. That would be insane. And you go to bed. Like, just send me a good night text or something. You could give me like the bare minimum would be just like a hello text once a day. That's all I was asking for. And we couldn't even do that. So he got home. And he texted me and was like, hey, I'm home. Sorry, my communication was so bad. And I was like, yeah, well, my worry would be that you would be like this every time you leave and or anytime you're busy. And like, this won't work for me because like,
no,
I don't even feel like I know you anymore, you know, like.
You're like, I barely knew you to start. Like, we're supposed to be getting to know each other. And now, like, I feel like nothing.
Now I've, like, lost you. Like, I know nothing. And, like, you could have been telling me this whole, all I needed, honestly, was, like, a photo a day. I don't even need you to, like, communicate with me with words. I could have, like, you could have been, like, we're in San Diego today. Here's a picture. That's all I needed because, like, we weren't at a place where, like, we were in a relationship.
Yeah.
So like you could have done bare minimum. Every other day would have been fine.
Yeah.
Honestly, I would have taken that. That would have been fine for me because we are just getting to know each other. It's not that heavy yet. So like it's fine. But like giving me nothing. And then like the biggest span was like a full 5 days. Like we didn't speak at all. And that's when he texted was like, sorry, I was so bad. Like, obviously, this is the last day of your tour because you told me.
Yeah.
So like I knew it was this day. And that's when you decide to text me?
No.
Like, fuck all the way off. You haven't asked me one thing about my life. Like, you know nothing that's going on. And I know too much about yours because I was trying to be communicative. So he responded and he was like, yeah, that's fair. Like, this is obviously the reason that I haven't found love is because I can't focus on more than one thing at a time. And I get distracted when I'm on the road. So I responded and I was like, yeah, it's a bummer because I did really like you and I thought we liked each other. I thought we had this whole conversation before you left and I thought we were on the same fucking page. You know, I was like, I just feel like I tried and it felt like you didn't care at all. So that really hurt my feelings. He did not reply to that. And then he unfollowed me on Instagram, which I don't feel like it should hurt my feelings, but it hurt my feelings more than like all of the other stuff because like he had messaged me a little bit more on there than texting me. And I'm just like, first of all, the minute I say it's like hard for you to get me to communicate with you and you just like unfollow, I don't know. Like it wasn't like we had a bad falling out. Like, why did you have to unfollow? I don't know. Yeah. I just felt like the unfollow was like mean. Like, so you don't even, I don't know. That just felt weird because it was like immediate. I guess I'm just like I'm glad that he admitted that he was wrong, but it's also like you're the one that had it in your Facebook profile. Like I met him on Facebook dating. You're the one that had it in there that said, I'm not here for a one night stand. I'm really looking for a relationship. I want to find love. Then when we had a conversation in person, he was very much like, I don't understand why you're single. And I'm like, me either. I'm amazing. And
humble.
That's not what I said at all. I said there's a million reasons why I'm single, right? Like, I was like, but, you know, like, it's nuanced. There's a lot of stuff there. And I said, well, why are you single? And he was like, it's my job. And I was like, okay. I was like, well, how are you trying to fix this? And he was like, I'm just trying to be better about communicating. And literally, this is the reason he and his ex broke up.
Yeah.
So it's like, you're not even fucking trying, bro. Mm-hmm. So anyway, it's just upsetting because I'm just... like, anytime you feel like you found a connection, because it is hard to find someone that, like, you feel like there's everything is there, because it did feel like all the stuff I've been asking for was there. Like, he was, my new thing is, like, I really want you to be obsessed with me, and he really, really was. Like, he was, like, so, thought I was, like, the prettiest person he'd ever met in his life, and that was really nice, and, like, he really loved food. Like, we analyzed a meal we had for, like, an hour. It was awesome. I loved it. And, like, I don't get that with, like, a lot of people, because, like, people, like, don't get it. I could even analyze a meal from Applebee's for an hour. It's just, like, fun for me. Like, it's just, like, a good time. He liked to cook, and both love music, and, like, both love festivals. It just was, like, felt.
It felt, yeah.
Like, we were on the right
path. Hopeful, yeah.
Just, like, on the right path. So, it was just disappointing that, like, when even though you say you think you know what you want, you don't actually know what you want.
Or he knows what he wants, but he doesn't have the ability to, like, or he doesn't have the want to, like, do those things to, or do the steps needed for the what he wants.
Clearly.
Yeah. No, I'm saying, so he could still want those things. He just isn't taking action to make it happen.
Yeah. For me, those are, it feels like one and the same, where it's sort of like you're saying that you want something. So it feels like you should be able to, like, do what you're saying. I don't know. Like, I know that that's not whatever. It just felt like very, I don't know. I'm just so sick of these people, like, saying the right things and not doing anything that they say they're going to do. And it's just super, super fucking frustrating because it just, like, feels like I know what I want and I'm, like, doing what I say I'm going to do, but no one's doing the same thing back.
Yeah. Meeting you at, like, your level.
Yeah. And it feels like you're, like, one step forward and then, like, 200 steps back because it's, like, that's when it's frustrating. Because it felt like I had gone on three dates, or, like, was dating three guys, that Facebook dating pout. And I was, like, okay, this one, it felt like Goldilocks, right? Like, this one's not right because of this, and this one's not right because of this. But it felt like we were, like, progressing. It felt like you're doing all the right things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everything that, like, every dating coach tells you to do and all this stuff. And it's like, okay, but I'm doing all the right stuff.
Yeah. Date Brazen would say, we say thank you more, please, of the things we liked about him.
Sure, sure, sure. I mean, sure, that's what she would say. I know. And I do this stuff all the time. I even do it with thing, like, everything. I meet guys and I'm like, who I'm not even going to date. And I'm like, thank you more, please, to this, like, aspect of them. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, I don't know. I met this guy at a bar and he was so obsessed with his wife. He couldn't stop talking about her. And I know for, like, a lot of people that would be annoying. For me, I was like, that is so fucking romantic. Mm-hmm. I, like, he can't stop talking about her even though he's, like, out by himself.
Yeah.
Like, it was really sweet. And I was like, thank you more, please. I want that. Like, I want a guy who, like, talks about me like that when he's not with me. Mm-hmm. Like, that's nice.
Yeah. It's still frustrating, though. Are you, do you want to get back on apps or?
I don't know. I was taking a break from when we went to Ireland. Mm-hmm. So that happened while we were there. He texted me. And then we got back and we had Windy City Smokeout, and then it's been, I had that wedding. So yeah, like, maybe this week, we'll see. Maybe after Lala. I don't know. I feel like I still need a break. I'm not just, like, mentally still
exhausted.
Mad about, not mad at him per se. It's just the situation, you know, I'm not like, like, I think I was mad about him unfollowing me. Cause I was like, why couldn't we just be friendly?
Yeah.
Like, we ended it things really amicably. And nothing was, like, wrong. And I liked, like, we had nice conversations. I guess I'm just like, what the fuck?
Yeah. But, like, I guess my question is, like, what if he still followed you, would you want to still talk to him? Like, would you, like, interact with? Okay.
Yeah. But, like, on a friend level, obviously friend he's level, not going to be able to fulfill, like, what I need him to fulfill.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of that conversation, you know? He's not going to change.
Yeah.
So, at least not for me. maybe not ever. You're 42. Yeah. Like, the reason you broke up with your 9-year relationship was because you couldn't figure this shit out. Mm-hmm. You love touring so much that you can't have a relationship. And that's what it comes down to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, fuck him.
Yeah.
Meanie.
Just don't understand.
You know.
Okay. Well, that's my only update.
It's an update.
I was kind of hoping, I had a wedding this weekend, and my friend did say there was going to be a bunch of guys there.
Did you talk to any of them there?
I didn't see anyone who was single. I was like, uh-huh. Who are these people that you made up? I don't see anyone. Everyone seems to be with a girl.
Yeah.
And if they aren't, are they just like 70? Like, am I missing the mark here? I don't. I didn't ask her because I was like, the only one that I thought was like truly attractive was like the brother-in-law.
Mm.
And he was married.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't even think this is worth it.
Yeah.
If it's this guy in the corner on mushrooms, then I think it's, he's not for me.
Oh, like, was he like microdosing or was he on mushrooms?
That no, he was on mushrooms.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's not
okay.
Microdosing.
Okay. He was tripping. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. You know, I wouldn't think a wedding's the place for that, but,
that's just the kind of their vibe.
Oh, okay. Okay. So they were into it.
Yeah. That's
maybe a little jealous. They got
magic mushrooms as a wedding gift.
Oh.
Chocolate ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love a little mushroom bar?
Not for me, but that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. My update is last time we were talking, or last time we talked, I was about to go and visit him.
The man in your life.
Yeah. We never gave him a nickname.
Yeah.
And I
you did. No, you gave him a nickname.
No, we never said it on air.
Okay, we'll say it now.
He named himself Boots.
Yeah.
Because he was wearing the ugliest fucking boots on our first date.
Puss in Boots.
Yeah, so I gave him the option of naming himself, and he chose Boots. So I went to go visit Boots.
Boots!
And it was a fun weekend. He planned everything.
Yeah, this honestly sounded like the best weekend of all time.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, because when you sent it to me, it was like, oh, this sounds like the best weekend.
Yeah.
He definitely, all of the things that you like to do.
Yes. Yes. He definitely planned a weekend to impress me and really thought about me, and I didn't have to think about anything, which was nice. I arrived and we went to a James Beard nominee place for dinner, or like for apps and drinks, which he'd never been to before. But we went there and it was cute, this cute little patio. Then this is something he would do. We went to a Catholic Church Street Festival. Have you ever been to one of those?
Actually,
the answer is
yes.
Yes, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. You know, you were Catholic, you know. So we went to the Italian Street Fest, drank a bottle of wine there, ate some foods. And then we went to this cool, like, giant bar. It was like 4 floors.
Mm.
And then we went up to this rooftop, and then we went home because we were a little drunky, you know, after that's, you know.
Yeah.
Then we were supposed to have a sober Saturday. And our Uber driver brought up the Restoration Hardware where we were. Mm-hmm. And it's actually on this whole cool, like, I don't know. I want to say plantation. It's not a plantation. It's a, that's a bad word.
Yeah.
It was, this an is estate. Estate. It was an estate. Yeah. Sorry, Southern. It was an estate. And it was beautiful. Like, it felt like we were in Europe. It was gorgeous. So we did that. And then we went to the museum and walked around the gardens.
Yeah, see, like, I'm pretty sure everyone is writing this down being like, yeah, this sounds like a perfect day.
And then we went and hung out at the pool. And then we had sushi. So, I mean, like, he definitely, like, pulled out all the stops.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, because this was our third date, I'm learning more about him
Yeah.
On our third date, we're talking about big life things. I don't know if I have like said on here, but he's divorced, has two kids. So he will be living where he lives for, you know, for the foreseeable future. Lots of discussions about more kids, which we did talk about on the first date and I was freaked out by it, but I get why we're having those conversations. But I feel like he wasn't like, he was honest with me on the first date about what he was looking for his future. But I think like he already not as honest as he could be, you know, mm-hmm. like casual first date honest, not like, could we have a future together honest, you know? And I probably was that way with him as well. A little nonchalant, like not being like, no, yes, I want kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I say like the, I want the option. Yeah. That's like my thing is I want the option.
Mm-hmm.
And I've realized that that's a defense mechanism in case I don't, am not able to have kids.
Mm.
Is that I've just said, you know, said I wanted the option.
Yeah.
So I've learned that about myself. But so we were like laying in bed the morning I was supposed to leave. And like, he's so sweet, so complimentary, like could definitely tell, like I knew he liked me.
Yeah.
And we're like laying there and I could tell, I knew his, like, I know his triggers of him like overthinking. Like it was very like very clear when it was happening. And I was like, what are you thinking about? He's like, nothing. What are you thinking about? Or like, he like kind of told me and he's like, well, what are you thinking about? I was like, nothing. I've had so many guys tell me that while we're laying in bed and I fucking hated it. And I felt yeah. so bad that I did that to him. But I really wasn't thinking about anything. I was like yeah. just enjoying the moment. And I should have said, I'm just here enjoying the moment instead of being like, nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like have never been in that situation. I've always right. been the overthinker. Yeah.
Right.
I think I've always been the person who likes somebody more than they like me.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And so it was interesting being flipped.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I left, had a really great weekend. I ended up leaving my, well, I called everybody and told them about my weekend on my drive home because it was a 3-hour drive home with no scenes, like
yeah.
cornfields mm-hmm. and interstate. And I guess I left my bathing suit there and he texted to let me know. He told me he'd send it back to me and I was like, oh, thanks, because of my trip. He sent it back to me and he put gifts in the box.
Yeah, so cute.
And like I had a thought before that, I was like, oh, it'd be so cool if he sent something with it. Like how girls do.
Yeah.
You know, we always, and he did it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, fuck me. So then I
at
like,
the time though, you still liked him.
Yeah, I liked him, but I was the future things, you know.
I know, but I think it's important to note that I feel like at this time you were still like excited about him. Like you were saying because you were texting and being like, yeah. "Oh my god, is this so cute, like what he did."
Yeah.
And like you were excited about him, but I think like you were starting to question whether it could be long term.
Yeah.
But I think you were still excited about yeah. him.
I was excited about him, but there were like not, I don't want to say they're red flags, but there were like future red flags. Like
yeah, it's not really a red flag. He
no.
wasn't like doing anything wrong. It was
no.
more like your futures weren't aligning.
Futures weren't aligning. So like I was starting to overthink and
yeah.
mess with
over
my mind.
Overthinking that you were like, I don't think I can move there.
Yeah.
I was like, I think we're too soon to think about.
Yeah, but I couldn't move there. So well, I've asked him not to listen to these podcasts. Like I asked him that on after the first date, or on our second date. Because he mm-hmm. listened to one episode and I about him and I was like, please never listen. So I hope he's still abiding by that. But it felt like he was trying to make me his girl. He would have made me his girlfriend that weekend.
Right.
That's what it felt like. Mm-hmm. And that might not be his intentions, but that's like.
Yeah, that's
it
how
felt
you felt.
Like it wasn't. It felt like this couldn't just be casual, you know. So that, you know, the pressure. That's why I was thinking like. A that's why future things were so heavy. And also I'm dating to marry somebody. So, and I think this is the first time I've ever intentionally dated somebody thinking about that.
Yeah.
I'm growing up a little, you know? So I was still excited about him, but definitely like thinking like, do our futures align? Like I like really had to like think about that a lot. And we went to Ireland. I continued vacations. Our communication was just kind of lacking. And like, I guess I just, and while we were like gone, I was like, wow, it would be really cool if like when this lease is up, I just get a visa and maybe I go to Europe for a few months. You know, like just thinking of like all my possibilities of like mm-hmm. what life could be like. And he just has such a different life than what I live. Like we're two different levels of,
yeah.
I don't want to say maturity, but somewhat maturity. Like he has just a very like much more, he has more things to take care of. I have 10, yeah. He has 2 children, you know, mm-hmm. It's just different. The severity of it's different. And I decided that it probably wasn't for the best to continue. And I had a conversation with him during smokeout.
Yeah.
And I've never had a conversation like
not
that before.
At smokeout.
Not at smokeout. No, well, he offered to come to the city. Like, mm. And I was like, no, let's have a conversation. And like a phone call. Because at that point, that was our second phone call ever.
Yeah.
Since we, in like the two and a half months. Like that was our second phone call. One when I was in Europe and then this one that I initiated. And I very proud of myself for like advocating for myself and like, deciding what I want for my future long term.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. I could have just kept going along with this. It would have been so like nice and he's such a nice guy. He yeah. was so great. Like,
yeah,
it would have been so easy to just keep going.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not what I want my future to be like.
Yeah.
I want to have kids of yeah. my own, potentially. I don't want to live in not Chicago.
Yeah.
Or a place that's not as cool as Chicago, I guess, you know. And I really, yeah, I'm just proud of myself that I actually had a conversation. I just didn't slow ghost him. I didn't text him about it. Like I had it was an awkward conversation, but we had a conversation.
Yeah. I'm glad you did too.
Yeah. So he has not unfollowed me and he still likes my stuff.
Yeah. But you did say at the end of that you guys should stay friends.
Oh yeah. Because he asked,
so
he asked if he was in the city, could he still hit me up?
Right. Because I don't want to paint, like, you know, he was like, it's not like you said please unfollow me, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah, yeah, no, we didn't like he's a great guy. Yeah. He's a great guy,
so I think it's okay.
Just not my guy, you know.
I mean, he's the one who has to worry about his own boundaries, so mm-hmm. like you can still be friends with him if you want to.
Yeah.
And he has to be the one who decides if that's healthy enough for him, because you're mm-hmm. the one who decided that it wasn't for you.
Yeah.
Like a relationship wasn't yeah. for you.
Yeah.
So he has to decide if he can handle mm-hmm. being your friend or being able to see your content, you know, like he has yeah. to be the one that decides that.
Yeah.
That's not on you.
No, I'm just really grateful that he was my first like dating like moment. Coming back from dating like that mm-hmm. he was my first experience, because it was a really good experience. If anything, he like taught me what my new bare minimum should be and yeah. how I should be treated. And you know, I think I learned a lot from this.
Yeah, that's good.
A lot. I learned a lot and I'm grateful mm-hmm. for that. And so hopefully I can take it into my future dating stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you are back on the apps, you said yesterday.
Yeah, I joined Hinge. Apparently I never deactivated my Hinge. So I just updated that like I deleted the app, but I guess I was still there. Or yeah, I don't know. I had to sign it back in, but so I just updated my profile. But it's Hinge. I'm like trying to limit myself to like I'm trying to tell myself, like, give me 20 minutes a night on there. But really, mm-hmm. I'm not even doing that. I'm getting bored. Like,
yeah,
I realized, like, online dating hasn't really interested me for a while. So, like, I'm going to use it as a tool, but I need to figure out other ways to meet people.
Yeah.
In the wild, like, truly.
Mm-hmm. I know.
So, yeah. Because, like, I'm ready for a relationship. Like, I had a whole full-blown, like, breakdown last night that made me really realize.
Is that why we're watching Grey's Anatomy?
No, I've been watching Grey's Anatomy before that. I started Grey's Anatomy before Ireland.
Okay.
So, I mean, I've been so happy and, like, in such a really good, like, aura mood. But yesterday we went to Pitchfork and mm-hmm. I got a little drunky. Like, mm-hmm. and, you know, I realized that hot dog was one of my main food sources for the whole day. So probably not smart of me. And there is when I'm drinking and only when I'm severely drunk. There's like a gene inside of me that says you must contact the men from your life. You must like talk to your ex-boyfriends. And I searched to do that. I didn't do it because I have them all blocked and they've blocked me as well, I think. so great. Yeah. Like, thank you. But I voice noted to my or I voice to text a note in my notes for myself about I cried last night, apparently. And yep, I learned that this morning when I woke up with mascara all over my face. Mm-hmm. And I like realized like the and I think I realized why I do.
Okay.
Like want to drug text.
Why you think you do?
I have to decipher my drunk things because, you know, basically, I'm lonely. I think I'm lonely sense. And that I want them to be lonely too.
Oh.
Like, I'm hoping that they're still lonely to want to talk to me. Like, I think, like, and that I want them to be excited to talk to me. I just want them there to talk. I don't like them, but I want the attention, you know?
Yeah.
I'm looking for attention at that moment. Yeah. That is very telling and very sad. That's what I said.
Okay. Well, that's not. No, everyone wants attention. First of all, let's backtrack. It's not sad.
Everybody does, but I'm telling myself that last night.
I know, but I don't like that you're telling yourself that part.
I know.
It's not sad. It's just having that knowledge of yourself is just like something to know.
I know.
It's not a bad thing.
No, I think it was good, but it's actually kind of funny reading just my drunk obviously it's voice text, so it's awful. Tonight I searched for multiple boys that I've blocked and I learned that they have me blocked too, which for at this moment because it kept which I don't know what that says it kept me from contacting with them. I didn't contact the newest boy because I don't want to put him through it.
Yeah, that's good though.
I know, so because he's still on my phone. He's too good to put him through my shit.
Oh, that's nice.
And then what did I blah 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 just so not because I decided I found Ito on TikTok but I decided not to reach out to him there because that's desperate. What is wrong with me? I feel lonely is what I'm drinking. That's lonely. But majority of the time I feel lonely. I'm drunk. I never want to be with somebody who would accept me to be this drunk. So I don't know why I think I can be this drunk on my own. I don't want to be a drunk asshole anymore. Yeah, I don't want to be the drunk friend. That is what I said to my thing last night. We got real dark.
Okay.
We got real dark.
Yeah, we went places there.
Yeah, and I probably have one of those nights once a year where I get like sad like that.
Yeah,
and I think that was just my time, you know. We saw Alanis. I should have been Howard, but instead I was sad.
Well, I mean, it can go one or two ways.
Yeah. So I think it was just more the fact that I was going home alone again. And like,
yeah,
it gets to you sometimes.
Of course it does.
And like, I think about it, it's like when I am talking to somebody or when I am in a relationship, I like stop drinking at a certain point. Like, I don't need, I have somebody to go home to.
Okay.
In theory. And I'm interesting. That. So what I need to figure out is like how I can in myself be enough to go home to. You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. I took shots last night.
Oh, clearly.
Yeah. When Annalise and I, my friends we met up with, kept feeding shots.
Okay.
So I could blame the three tequila shots. It's my mind. And it just came out, you know?
Yeah.
Just came out.
I think those are all good things to know about yourself. And
yeah. You know,
none of it's bad.
No.
But I want your drunk you to stop being mean to yourself about it.
As I was eating Taco Bell.
It's good to know. Like, a lot of people, I don't even think they realize that they're lonely or would admit it.
Yeah. And it's only certain times.
Of course. But you know, I mean, like when you're alone.
Yeah. No, it's like, you know, like it's when I think like we've talked about this before. It's like, you know, when all your friends are coupled up or whatever, like you're not the most important person. Like,
yeah.
You know, you're not anybody's most important person.
Yeah.
And for it's sure. Like, it would be just not, like it's, and I guess especially because I had a little taste of like,
yeah.
You know, that's my first time having a taste in it was 2 years of not dating, but then like it was a year before that, like a year, like almost a year of before that. So like it was, my brain just got like that serotonin and like the dopamine hit of talking to somebody and having that attention and having somebody like you and you liking somebody.
Yeah.
So.
100%.
It's like, oh, I missed that. My brain was like, of course. You liked that.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. So it is time to try to date again. Like, intentionally date. No more fuckboys.
Yeah.
I just need to truly figure out how to meet people in the wild.
Honestly, it's the hardest part.
I know.
But it's possible.
Yeah.
I'm just not in a hopeful mindset right now, so I can't really help from perspective.
No, you don't have to. Maybe we'll meet somebody at Lala. Have a little meet cute at Lala.
Sure.
Probably See, not.
This is what I mean. I'm not in a hopeful mind state right now, and that's why I feel like I can't be like dating, because if I'm like such a bummer, you bring it to the, it's like people can see it like a cloud.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's also when you pick the wrong ones and like... Yep. Yeah. No, you got to be in the right headspace.
Yeah.
And
I think it's less about like a singular human, like probably for both of us, but like this like frustration of why can't that have been the right person, or why couldn't this be the right time? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know if maybe last night I was having those feelings, but I don't think like day to day I'm having those feelings. If anything, I'm just more grateful. Like, it sucks.
Yeah.
It's like, it sucks, but I think I have more of the outlook that I'm grateful for, you know, what I learned from that interaction. Like, of course it would be nice if it was like aligned all perfectly, and I mean there are things probably that I'll never talk about on the podcast of like that a lot, you know, are added up to, you know, things, but I think
that's sometimes the hardest part with this. Like, it's like you can't really reveal every single thing, probably, I'm sure people are like, you let like a good one go. And
you
it's
let a
like,
good one go, what? Because you don't want to live in Indianapolis and because he has kids? There's other things.
Right, right.
There's other things. Yeah, like there will always be other things. We're not vapid and like, you know, like just like random, like, oh, one minor inconvenience, you know? And like, honestly, it like, if you guys think about it, like, it would be easier for us to stay with somebody.
Yeah.
Than to not have what we want and deserve for a partner. It is harder to walk away from it than to stay in it. At least, yeah. Like, for me, I could have just kept going. And, like, probably, you know what? I would end up being married and living in Indianapolis, you know? Because he was a good guy.
Yeah. But I think this is how a lot of men, especially, end up in relationships they don't want to be in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I've done the just going along with it so many times in my past that, mm-hmm. like, I don't want to do that again. I like myself too much now.
Yeah.
I have too much self-worth, even when I'm drunk voice noting to myself, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I was feeling extra flirty, like had this flirty energy in June. Mm-hmm. I feel like I don't have it as much. I did have some in July. I did have it in July. I feel like within the last week or so, my flirty energy has kind of gone away.
Yeah.
But I think it's because I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping it comes back because it was so nice to have like that energy.
Okay.
Flirty energy is fun.
Yeah. Flirty energy is great. But you do have to be in the right mindset mm-hmm. sometimes.
Yeah.
Or and feeling yourself or... Yeah. It's like luteal phase or whatever.
Yeah. Well, honestly, the zit on my chin could be some, yeah. Like, my period's probably coming.
I had a tarot card reader. Also a medium. Like, most of these people that I've been seeing have all been saying the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And...
That you know the person already?
No.
Okay, sorry.
Just that, like, something needed to be let go, and, like, this, your person is, like, here. Mm. And it's, like, gonna be happening, like, soon. And I'm like, okay. How are you all saying the same thing, first of all?
I know.
I do think that's weird, you know? Like,
mm-hmm.
Like, at least three.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, like, bizarre. But I'm like, that's why I'm like, you gotta get back in this like hopeful state because you can't like be in this like negative headspace.
Mm-hmm.
But if like one more of my single fucking friends tells me I just need to, when it happens, it'll happen.
Fuck that.
I know. I'm going to put my head through a wall because I'm like, do you see me trying?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello? Frustrating.
Mm. Yeah, so frustrating. So frustrating. Ugh. But we're gonna do it. I mean, I've had two like astrologer tarot card people tell me that I will be getting married next year. So where are they? Because like you gotta come soon.
Maybe it'll just like you guys go to Vegas.
I'm not doing what my mom did and getting engaged after 3 months and then married after another 3 months. I'm not doing
Maybe
that.
Maybe you will. Maybe you will.
No, I learned lessons from her.
What if it's right?
It wasn't right for all until the third husband. So,
well,
you don't know enough about a man. He could end up being a bipolar alcoholic and you have no clue because he's having a good 3 months.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well.
Sorry. I went dark. Life experience, you know? Gotta pull that in sometimes.
Ooh.
Not rewriting, you know? We're rewriting things. We're rewriting. I'm not doing it. Okay.
Oh.
Do you want to end us with a song?
It was going to be a woo, 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 woo.
Uh-huh.
That's it.
Okay.
Woo, 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 woo.
And that's what we're giving
awkward
the people.
Awkward laugh.
Yeah.
Woo, that's part of the song. So you go like, woo, woo, woo. That's the oh. song.
Oh, okay.
Make it a sound.
Oh, we'll talk to you guys next time.
Roll it.
Follow along with us on Instagram and TikTok at Swipe That.
And if you're not a part of our private Facebook group, join that too.
Just search Swipe That Podcast.
And if you love us, make sure you subscribe and leave us a review.